1 Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, a sent one of the Anointed One, Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior, and the Anointed One, Jesus, our hope. To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Anointed One, Jesus, our Lord. I asked you to remain at Ephesus when I was going to Macedonia so that you would direct certain men not to teach a different doctrine, neither to pay attention to superstitious myths and endless genealogies, which generate questions instead of ministering God through faith. Now I repeat this request. The genuine result of the message which has been given is love out of a pure heart, a clear conscience, and unhypocritical faith. Some, having deviated from these qualities, have turned aside to useless discussions. They desire to be teachers of the law, even though they don't really understand what they are saying or the things that they emphatically assert. But we know that the law is good if a man uses it correctly, which is using it with the following understanding: that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the rebellious and the unrighteous, for the ungodly and the sinners, for the unholy and the morally unrestrained, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for assassins, for the sexually immoral, for pedophiles, for kidnappers, for liars, for those who don't keep their word, and for those who practice anything else which is in opposition to healthy teaching, and not in harmony with the message of good news of the glory of the blessed God with which I was entrusted. I thank him who enabled me, even the Anointed One, Jesus our Lord, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service, even though before I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and caused injury to others. However, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly, being in unbelief. And so the grace of our Lord abounded exceedingly towards me, with the faith and the love which are in the Anointed One, Jesus. This is a reliable saying and worthy to be accepted by everyone, that the Anointed One, Jesus, came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. However, for this reason I received mercy, that in me as a foremost sinner, Jesus the Anointed One could demonstrate all his patience as a pattern to those who would later be believing into him, thus obtaining the eternal life of God. Now to the King, the eternal, immortal, invisible, the one and only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I pass on to you this instruction, Timothy, my child, according to the prophecies which were given concerning you, so that by them you might fight the good fight, holding on to faith and unto a clear conscience. Some, having thrust these things away from themselves, have made shipwreck of their faith, including Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, so that this chastisement might teach them not to do and say things which bring reproach to God. This is the end of 1 Timothy, chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.